Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lead coming up at 4 because Scott McLuhan, who earlier in the show you heard from the Pac-Man Jones show, say he thinks Shador is going to be the best quarterback from this draft. He's now joining us at 5 today. So excited to kind of talk through his thoughts on Shador Sanders and why he thinks Shador's going to be the best quarterback from this draft.
Yeah, about time we get some Shador propaganda on this show.
You know what's funny is there is a host of people who anytime they tweet at me are like, oh, your boy Shador. And I'm like, you know that's Peterlin, right? Like I'm Switzerland on Shador.
It's also like the one of the videos we just posted that obviously is on our 92.3 The Fan. The guy down below was like, "Ah, Nick finally admitting this team is going to tank," and it's like, you don't use the word tank, obviously, yeah. but that's been your plan for months.
Yeah, I believe I've said, I thought they were going to be a hyper competitive 3-win team.
I mean, in fact, well, that was the part that we kind of, you know, how are you a competitive 3-win team? But that's neither here nor there. In fact, after the draft, they went so far into exactly what you've been saying for the previous 3-4 months. I told you it might be alarming to you that you are so lockstep and in the same brain trust as that brain trust over there.
I did get a CT scan since the draft.
Are you actually a thought partner?
Or what if I am? What if secretly I am a thought partner? I mean,
then you're not doing enough good with it.
Ivy Leaguers, right? BG, Harvard,
yeah,
Penn. Although we don't really consider
you guys
Penn
always
to be Harvard.
You guys always look down at Penn.
Yeah, where I was like, you know, Bowling Green and Harvard guys get together like these morons. they can barely talk. Now, as we got Scott McLuhan coming up, we were just having the conversation about the Cavs and whether you still expect the Cavs to win a championship in the next 2 to 3 years. And part of the difficult conversation that the Cavs have to have is, okay, I think a lot of Cavs fans think Jared is the obvious odd man out. Well, Darius can't stay healthy, and that is a big, big issue that you've had now the last 3 years. So I actually, one of our listeners here, Nick, put this together, and because I was talking about a hypothetical Zion for Darius trade. And granted, it works out actually perfectly for the Cavs because Darius gets a small raise next year and then a big raise in the final of the next 3 years. Zion is just at the same rate. He's at 39, 39, 39. Now, I don't know if I would do it. I really don't. But when you get to turning a player with injury problems and who doesn't fit maybe the rest of the roster, Zion Williamson would be a very interesting guy to pair next to Evan Mobley in what is still a pretty big backcourt, and he's still an incredibly explosive player. There are so many question marks there.
There's a lot there.
But I just think the point is, like, if you're going to trade Darius, this is one of the kind of deals you would consider.
You see, and I even think that is almost too big a fish. Like, literally, the whole everything. I think that's almost, like, there was a name I keyed in on, and I know he's been floated around in the past 24 hours or so with Darius, and I'm like, this is more the speed that I feel like Cavs fans should be talking.
So I think if you were to do, just to put a button on the Zion thing, I think if you were to do it, you'd be banking on the culture. There's from anything anyone's heard.
I like Zion. I've always liked Zion. Now, obviously, this means you trade Jared Allen too, right?
No. You could trade Darius. Well, okay, yes.
In a different trade.
Yes. You would then turn around and maybe try and find a two to then go with for Jared's contract.
I mean, and again, some of the same problems exist for Darius that exist for Zion in that they both get injured a lot, and so you'd have a lot of questions about how many games you'd actually get, and so then it really, there'd be a stretch there where you'd probably have to rely on a lot of Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell, and that just be what you have.
Well, now again,
but the three of them on the court would be pretty awesome.
It's tough for me to say. Listen, I think it's a huge loss shooting going from Darius to Zion. That's just clear. There's clearly, does the guy love basketball, which I think is a totally fair conversation. Devil's advocate, he did play 70 games 2 years ago, and there's a lot happening around Zion in New Orleans that I don't think would be happening here. He walked into a locker room that was rebuilding. He'd be walking into a locker room with a pre-existing culture in Donovan Mitchell. That is my devil's advocate for the Zion thing. But would you like the list that our listener Nick came up with of Garland trades in the second apron that actually work money-wise?
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
All right, Orlando, Franz Wagner.
That's the one, actually, that we heard yesterday from Joe Varden, right? Mm-hmm. I think it was Joe that told us that. Might have been Jared Greenberg. I'm not sure now at this point.
I think it was Joe.
So Wagner offers up some of the same similarities. So obviously, his length is there. He's got toughness. We know a lot about him. But you're changing the landscape of your team in a massive way.
He's okay, so he can shot create.
Yeah.
But he's not a great three-point shooter.
No.
So you're still losing. I really, like, I think the trick with the subtracting Darius is you still need enough three-point shooting, and Darius is arguably your best three-point shooter. Not Ty, not Strus, not Sam Merrill. It is Darius, and then, I mean, even Donovan, like, he's a much improved three-point shooter. He doesn't have the touch that Darius does. Franz would take your spacing back a minute, even though he's 6'8", 6'9", 6'10".
Yeah, he's 6'10". Like, you never have to worry about length or anything like that. He can score a ton. I like him a lot. I don't know that Orlando does this deal, though.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. And in fairness, I mean, at some point, Orlando needs to, you know what, and get off the pot on that. But I think you're right. They might not. The Boston one, the Jrue Holiday thing, just missed me on it.
Okay.
I think it's legitimately dumb. And I understand, like, when Lima's point is...
I like how you phrase that. Well, no, legitimately dumb.
No. But Lima's point is well-served, that you would, like, if you would add Jrue Holiday on this team specifically this year, you would have had more success in the postseason than with Darius. At the same point, trading a 26-year-old point guard with superstar-level creation ability, shooting, scoring, three-level scorer, even with all the other stuff with Darius, health and defense... You don't trade that for 35-year-old combo guards who aren't half the creator. He's a good three-point shooter. I still don't think he's as good of a three-point shooter as Darius is either, even for that defense. So I would say no there. Chicago, Patrick Williams, Kobe White, miss me all the way with that.
You watched White in college, didn't you?
Yeah, I like Kobe a lot.
Because you were right in that area.
I think we're talking Colin Sexton. And this is a little unfair.
Same hairstyle? Is that what you're going off of?
No, I was going, I think he's going to get a lot of stats on a really great team.
That was guys have the same hairstyle, and so they do the same thing. Here we go.
I think he is a really great stats on bad or mid teams. I think on like a championship caliber team, I think he's like your fourth option.
And I think that's the worry that a lot of Bulls fans have in that discussion as
well. All right, Utah, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler, and Keontae George.
A Sexton for Darius Garland trade.
Sexland?
Sexland in the trade would make everyone That'd be really funny. The interactions attached to that would be really funny.
I want to do another bad one. Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey.
Okay, so Jordan Poole was the one I wanted to bring to the table. Sadiq Bey, oof, kick rocks. Here's why I want
to have to be part of it for
I want to advocate for Jordan Poole for a second. And I'm going to do the thing that
is it like what I did with Zion, the devil's advocate?
No, because Zion people are like, "Oh, there's so much upside with Zion. If you get him right, then he's obviously a better player than Darius Garland." Like there's so much name association with Zion to being a great basketball player where Jordan Poole doesn't have that. But if you wanted me to sell you on Jordan Poole for a second, what's his nickname, Nick?
Jordan.
The Microwave. Why is he called the Microwave? He's called the Microwave because he heats up very quickly and then that sudden burst is what he does. What does that remind you of a little bit? The Cavalanche. His whole career has been built on the exact thing that a Cavalanche is. But he's 6'4". He did bring the ball up in Washington. He's a good player. Like, there's no, he's won a title. He's been an actual important part of a team that won a title. Like, there's a lot of things that Jordan Poole has that he can offer up that would fit really nicely with the Cavs.
I hate it.
Yeah, it was bad.
No. You guys hate the name Jordan Poole.
No. He's not a good enough 3-point shooter. He's too streaky.
This is the territory that you're going to have to live in now.
He's big box store, so he's like a Sam's Club version of Kelly Oubre.
That was just hurtful.
And accurate.
That was hurtful.
Without the length, because Kelly's like 6'7".
Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job. No, listen, just because Mac hasn't seen enough Jordan Poole, so he just hates Jordan Poole. This is the problem in this discussion.
You've watched a lot of Jordan Poole.
I don't need to see any more Jordan Poole.
This is the problem. He averaged 20 a game. He's averaged 20 a game for 4 or 5 years now. He's won a title. He's accomplished things.
He's won a title.
Dude, Johnson was great on the 2015 Browns.
He averaged 18 a game in that playoffs. Okay, what are you talking about?
But he was an important part of winning that title. Did he win it or did Steph Curry win it?
What are we talking about? Darius is the third or the fourth best player on this Cavs team?
Would it be Donovan's title?
Would it be Evan's title?
Or was it Clay
Thompson? Would it be
Thompson?
Donovan's title or would it be Evan's title?
I didn't know who else won that.
We're not in the you're the face of the team franchise conversation. We are in the third, fourth option. And on that 22 title team, he was the third, fourth option. Averaged 18 a game in that postseason. 6'4", so he's got size as well. I don't hate it. But, like, this is the category that Cavs fans need to be living in. If you go off Darius, forget your Zion pipe dream. That's never going to happen. You're never going to get a player of Zion's caliber in exchange for Darius Garland. You got to start thinking more like this, where it's not that he's better than Darius. He's not better than Darius.
And not
he's
even close to as good as Darius.
He's slightly worse. He's slightly worse than Darius. And the point is you would do this to shake it up a little bit and also give yourself some size within the guards.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez. I like this one better than Jordan Poole. And then here's one that I think actually bears real discussion if they end up having to trade Ja Morant and Ja goes to Miami. And then they want to replace Ja with Darius, it'd be Desmond Bane. Desmond Bane, to me, better 3-point shooter, better defender. He is bigger. He's a really nice size 2 guard. I think that would protect Donovan a little bit more. I think he might be one of the few shooters that's like right on the par with Darius. and he's a really good scorer. So I think he's just a more well-rounded player.
Desmond Bain.
Wait.
I just want to make sure we're all in the same category.
You went hard in the paint for Jordan Poole.
Yeah, okay.
And then you had that connotation for Desmond Bane.
I had like 9 reasons for Jordan Poole. Well, Desmond Bane. There was nothing bad with Desmond Bane. But these are the reactions that we deserve, okay? If we're talking, what I like about that is that if we're talking about Darius Garland, this is at least welcome to reality.
If you try and put Desmond Bane in the same category with Jordan Poole, I don't know we can be friends anymore. That's not true. That was a harsh thing to say. We're still friends. I love you forever. I will always love you, just like Whitney Houston and Dolly Parton. I had to remember the other one. My point is,
yeah,
bad.
Not bad.
Boo.
Not
Don't
bad.
Love it. 216-474-0092. You heard all those trades. If they were to consider moving Darius, Franz Wagner, he's German, Desmond Bane, Zion Williamson, Jrue Holiday, Patrick Williamson, Kobe White, Tyler Herro, Jaime Jaquez, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler, Keontae George, is a lot of big-ass names, Jordan Poole, and Sadiq Bey, which trade would enrage you the least and make the Cavs the best? Chris Welsh, Reds analyst, joins us in 5 minutes. We'll talk Tito's first year in Cincy in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.